TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
What is up? It is a Thursday evening. This is like a super late edition of Driving with DeMarco because it's 7:45 at night, and I had to do some stuff on the ride home today, make a couple stops, and it just wasn't a good spot to do Driving with DeMarco, and so I didn't end up doing it on the drive home. But we're here for you now because Big Daddy DeMarco, I love you. That sounds like I just told Big Daddy DeMarco that I love him. Because Big Daddy DeMarco loves you, loyal Chair Shot reader, listener, and t-shirt purchaser. Because you can go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot and pick up your very own Chair Shot t-shirt right now. And you can use the promo code SPRING and score yourself 20% off. That's right. 20% off your very own Chair Shot t-shirt by heading over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot and using the promo code SPRING. That promo code works anywhere on their site, but I think you should at least use it to buy yourself one Chair Shot t-shirt. The website is thechairshot.com. We, and Driving with DeMarco, which is me, my car, and the road, we are part of the Chair Shot Radio Network. Thechairshot.com is where you find all of those great shows, including shows like Pod is War, which just went live today with Christopher Platt, PC Tunney, and Aesop Mitchell, who tagged in for Andrew Belez, who's been under the weather this week. Shows like the Hashtag Miranda Show, which went up early in the morning and is fucking hilarious as always. It is random and it is glorious, and I love doing that show with Miranda Morales. We've got a brand new show called The Doc Says, debuting this weekend, which had the Doc Matthews. I'm very excited about that. Of course, the Greg DeMarco Show, Raw Reaction, so much more, including Driving with DeMarco. You can find it at thechairshot.com. You can also find it on social media at thechairshot.com. I'm pretty sure I said it, but if not, I am at Chairshot Greg. And I thank you for listening. During this drive, as I go to pick up my daughter from her dance class, so I'm actually just staying on one side of Phoenix, but I did this at the beginning of the drive. When I get there, we'll be done before then. Shouldn't be as much traffic. No GPS lady this time around. Sometimes we use her, sometimes we don't, you know? Just like PC Tunney's on, not on every show. That's how this shit works, right? I want to talk about Double or Nothing. Of course, I gave you the impassioned Double or Nothing speech last night about Brandi Rhodes, but now I'm flipping it around a little bit. Not about Brandi. That comment was still stupid. But I want to talk to you guys about Double or Nothing, the price point. Because a lot has been bandied about the cost of Double or Nothing. Now, I'm talking about the stateside cost, the domestic cost here in the U.S. I know it's cheaper in some spots overseas. Good for you. What I'm talking about is their core of their market, which is the U.S. And I know I have some listeners outside of the U.S. I can see the stats. I appreciate you out there in the Ukraine. I appreciate you. You in Poland. You know, now, we are huge in Poland on thechairshot.com. Seriously, we have we're in the top couple thousand websites in Poland. I have no idea how that happened. I need to get myself a sponsor in Poland. If you're one of our many listeners, many readers in Poland, hit me up. Greg DeMarco at thechairshot.com, at Chairshot Greg, DM me, whatever you need to do. I need to get ourselves a sponsor in Poland. That's what I want to do, a partnership of some kind in Poland. Let's make it happen, people in Poland. I don't say Polish. Polish is like a sausage, or, you know, people make fun of the Polish, even though they shouldn't, because that's dumb, because I'm really good friends with a Polish family. They're amazing people. I love them. They're very wealthy. They do very well for themselves, so they're not, you know, meeting any stereotypes. The stereotypes tend to be wrong, so yeah, there you go. Anyway, transitioning back into the conversation about Double or Nothing. The price point. For me, on Bleacher Report Live, which is how I'm going to watch it, it costs $50. $49.99, $49.95, whatever. With tax, it was like $52-something, because I've already bought it. It's already paid for. Already ready to tune in on Saturday night. No, I will not give you my login information, nor my password. Get your own damn stuff. All right? Cool. Anyway, but I want to talk about the price point because a lot has been bandied about on Twitter, on Facebook, wherever. And there's a little bit of consternation, it's an SAT word, about the price point. And I don't see it, bro. Like, I just don't see it. For everything you can criticize this company for, any missteps they may have made because of their inexperience and the fact they don't have somebody in place to be like, yo, hold the fuck up before you do that, I don't think the price point's a bad idea. I don't have a problem with the $50 price point, $60 in some areas. And here's why. The first argument I see is WWE Network. Okay, great. That's $9.99. I can get, you know, 10 months of the WWE Network for that one. WWE Network comes out of my account automatically. I don't go in and pay it. It comes out automatically. I don't view myself as getting a WWE pay-per-view for $9.99 because I would have the network anyway. There's plenty of times where I just pull something up on the network and watch it. I binge-watched WCW or NWA World Championship Wrestling, which was the precursor to WCW Saturday Night. I actually started typing some shit up and might use it on the chair shot because it was quite fun and interesting to watch and be a part of. I'm going to try to catch up and do all the takeovers here soon because I love the takeovers. And I started that experiment, but, you know, time wasn't on my side, bro. It just happens sometimes. I'm gonna get some more, do some more takeovers here soon, though, as we continue to take that journey through time. But there's just so much great content on the network. I don't view it as paying 10 bucks for a pay-per-view. To me, I get pay-per-views for free. Because if they didn't offer pay-per-views as part of the WWE Network, I'd still be a subscriber. If they increase the price, I'm still subscribing. Because I love the content. There's no better archive of content than WWE Network. There's other great content out there. Demand Progress is a hell of a service. Impact Plus is highly underrated. But the WWE Network is where it's at. They've got my 10 bucks even without the pay-per-views. To me, that makes pay-per-views free. So I can't compare that to what All Elite Wrestling's doing. Again, that's apples and oranges, I like to say, or apples and softballs. This is probably more like apples and oranges because they're a little more closely related than the usual comparison, like when people compare 2019 ratings to 1999 ratings. So argument number one, WWE Network costs $9.99. Fuck that. That argument's done. Gone. Sorry. Not hearing that one. Argument number two is the one that I understand even more. And that's the fact that you're not attracting anybody new by charging 50 bucks for this pay-per-view. You got some hardcore fans who are on the fence. They're probably not going to turn in because it's quote-unquote overpriced. And I'm willing to call it overpriced. I'll talk about that in a second. So you're not attracting any new fans because it's overpriced. Let's talk about the word overpriced. I agree. I think it should probably be priced a little cheaper. I think All In was 35 bucks. $35 seems like a really good price point for this show. But I'm a fan of the business, and like I told you, I've already paid it. It cost me $52, and I've already given Bleacher Report Live my $52. So there you go. I don't know what All Elite Wrestling is getting for running in a Bleacher Report Live. I don't know if they're doing a split of the money. I don't know if Bleacher Report Live and Bleacher Report and Turner is paying some production costs. I have no idea how that's working. I really don't, and I don't care. I'm going to watch it. It is history. It's the first ever event for All Elite Wrestling, a company I hope becomes a competitive number two because they've already made WWE better. I know people scoff when I say that, but it's fucking true. The product has been better. Money in the Bank was better. Raw was better. SmackDown was better. It's not going to turn into exactly what you want it to be overnight. Vince isn't going to keel over, and Triple H isn't going to take over right now as much as you want it to happen, you sick fuck. Wishing for a guy to die. I saw that on social media recently. That's a whole other show I'm going to do soon because that pisses me off. So I'm okay with the price point, even though it is overpriced. I will give you that. But I'm paying it because it's history. But the whole idea that they could attract new fans with a lower price or even free. I've seen people say, put it for free on YouTube. First of all, anybody who paid to be in the arena is going to be pissed if it's for free on YouTube because they paid a lot of money for those tickets. I don't think you make it free. I don't think you make it $9.99 or super cheap. And I originally thought you did. But then when the Turner announcement came out, something hit me. TV show doesn't drop until October. It's May. That's 5 months. And it's early May, late May, early October. So we'll call it 4 months and a couple weeks. 4.5 months, even though it's not fully accurate. Just over 4 months away for this TV show. So if you attract a brand new fan, if you're AEW and you attract a brand new fan to your product by making Double or Nothing cheap, great. You got this new fan. What the fuck are you going to do with that new fan? They have nothing to watch. They have no TV show to watch. They have BTE. BTE draws a couple hundred thousand viewers. I think about average about 162,000. I need to go back and maybe calculate that. I'm sure some of it's gone up this week because of interest. But it's not worth it to undercut your own price to attract some new fans. And you're not going to attract a ton of new fans. Not with this marketing plan you've put out. So you attract a bunch of new fans and then what? Just nothing for them to watch. You want to make something cheap? All in two. Make All in Two $2. Because it's All in Two. $20. $15.99. All right? Mock the WWE. Who gives a shit? You're already doing it so many other ways. Make All in Two $10. Tell people, you know what you really want to do? Tell someone if they send you a screenshot that canceled WWE Network, you'd give it to them for free. Who cares at this point? It doesn't matter. Evolve did that shit, or Dragon Gate USA. They told people that if they, you know, turned in their Ring of Honor tickets, that they come to their show for free. They literally tried to fuck Ring of Honor. Now they're only alive because of WWE involvement. But I'm sort of kidding about telling people they can see All in Two for free if they cancel their WWE Network. What I'm not kidding about is the fact that All in Two is the show you want to use to get new fans. Why? Because if it's Labor Day weekend, it's a month out from your TV show dropping. Now you can do some things to keep people together. Now you can do some shit. All right? You can put out some content on YouTube and get people to subscribe because you're putting out actual wrestling. BTE is not actual wrestling. You could probably do some things. Rent a warehouse in Chicago. Let fans come in for free. Put out a product until you debut Tuesday Night Dynamite or whatever you're going to call it. You have that opportunity. But right now, you attract new fans. What the hell are you going to do with them? All right? All in Two. You know, you can let people watch it for free, but they got to sign up on an email list. Or they got to sign up, you know, something on Bleacher Report Live that's going to give them notifications of when the TV show starts. There are things you can do. But now it's too far out. You can't. It's 2019. It's instant gratification social media era. You can't keep someone's attention without a weekly product if you get new fans. So why do it? Why not make money? Why not make a lot of money, get yourself some footage, because right now they don't have any footage because they didn't take my advice of renting a warehouse and filming some footage. So get yourself some footage with this, with Fyter Fest, with Fight for the Fallen, put it all together, get your footage on, and then you can start promoting things for Tuesday Night Dynamite and All in Two. It makes perfect sense. Now, here's the thing. So assuming they're not going to bring in new fans, now let's talk about the price point. All right? Say the price point was $25, all right? Half of it. So if 100,000 people buy this pay-per-view, and mind you, only 20,000 bought All in. So we'll use that number instead. So if 20,000 people buy this pay-per-view, Double or Nothing, at a price point of $50. I know it's more some other places, but still. That's $1 million, right? Because if 10,000 people buy it at $50, that's 500,000. So 20,000 people buy it, it's $1 million. Now, say you increase it to $25 a pop, now you got to get 40,000 people to buy it. And I don't think cutting your price in half is going to, in turn, attract isn't going to double your audience. So why do it? Why cut the price in half if you can't double your audience? Goodwill doesn't get you anywhere. This ain't show friends. It's show business. They're giving you goodwill by putting this thing together to begin with. Fuck yes, Brandi Rhodes. She's basically sucking your dick by putting this together. And you better like it. If you don't like it, you're not a fan of getting your dick sucked. I know it's a little crass example, and I apologize, but she basically said if you don't like it, that's on you. You're not a real fan. But I digress. They're not doing any favors. They're a business. They're there to make money. Make money. Get your footage. Because people like me who think it's overpriced are still going to order it. And while there's other people like me who think it's overpriced but won't order it, it's not going to hurt their business that much. Because when it is cheaper and when it's on TV, you're going to be there. Especially when it's on TV, because now it's free. And don't tell me you ain't going to watch it. That first episode's going to do big numbers. It's not going to do WWE level numbers, but it can easily bring in 100,000 viewers. I'll talk about their TV possibilities later. So big idea for today. There's no reason for All Elite Wrestling to make their event cheap. They don't gain anything. Nothing that's sustainable. And if there's no sustainable gain from it, why do it? It's bad business. It's good business to make your money now, get your footage now, and get ready for the fall. Now, that's going to do it for this edition of Driving with DeMarco. My name is Greg DeMarco, at ChairShotGreg on the Twitter, thechairshot.com. That's my gas light going off. I got to get some gas. ChairShot.com. Always use your head. At thechairshot.com on social media as well. ProWrestlingTees.com/thechairshot. Promo code SPRING. Save some money, 20% off. Get you a Jesus Did the Job shirt, a Suck It Nerd shirt, a Baron Corbin Suck shirt, hashtag Save Tag Team Wrestling shirt, man. You decide. You decide what you want, and then you go out there and you pick it up, and you let me know, and I'll personally thank you. I'll give you a phone call, and I'll say thanks for buying the shirt, bro, and we'll hang out together for a few minutes on the phone. Why the hell not? Everyone else does it, right? We'll do it, too. I know Christopher Platt said he would do it. I'll do it, too. But seriously, we love you for listening. We thank you for supporting our product. If you need anything, hit me up on Twitter. DM me. We'll chat. Email me, GregDeMarco@thechairshot.com, although DMing me on Twitter is the best way to do it. And, I'll talk to you tomorrow, Friday morning edition, before a long weekend, before Double or Nothing. But it's the Friday morning edition coming up tomorrow of Driving with DeMarco. Now I'm going to get some gas.